Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Final Player Spotlight.
Joining us now in his College Football Insider's Players Spotlight is Alex Carter, quarterback from Western Michigan. Last season as a sophomore, he threw for 3,334 yards and a whopping 30 touchdowns while completing over 63% of his passes on his way to third-team All-MAC accolades. Alex led the 16th-ranked passing offense in the entire nation, and the Broncos were 27th in scoring. Alex, thanks for joining us today. How's everything going?
Everything's going really well. Just working out in the summertime and getting ready for the fall.
So how are you enjoying the summer so far? How's the summer there in Kalamazoo?
Oh, it's lovely. Great weather here in Michigan. In the summertime, it's not quite as hot as Kansas is. So I kind of get a break from the, the 100-degree heat. So that's nice. But once the winter comes back around, I'll be missing Kansas again. So,
talk to us. Other than getting ready for the season, and I know, you guys are so focused now at the college level, it's almost like, almost like the pros, how focused and year-round you guys train for football. But other than getting ready for the season, what do you like to do during the summer, when you're not getting ready for the 0-11 campaign?
I just like to hang out, go to the beach. There's beautiful beaches here in Michigan, and on Lake Michigan, I haven't really been able to experience. There's not a whole lot of water where I come from, so in the summertime, we like to take trips down to South Haven and enjoy the beach life there, and just, I like to get outside a lot, it's pretty much what my summer's like.
So do you like to get a little crazy on the water and do some jet skiing and stuff like that, or do the coaches want you to just kind of take it easy?
Well, I don't really have access to a boat or anything like that, so even if I could, if I wanted to do something like that, the option's not really there for me, so they're happy about that.
All right, let's talk a little pop culture. A lot of the listeners out there, the fans, they like to know you guys as people, not just as football players. So, what's big right now in your iPod rotation? Do you have, a favorite song or album or artist you like to listen to?
Right now, I've always listened to a lot of Dave Matthews. He's been one of my favorites for, since I've been a little kid. And, Incubus, Red Hot Chili Peppers, a lot of summer stuff, too. A little bit of country sprinkled in there just because it's summertime. I'm not a huge country fan, but some of them are good for a campfire, grilling out or something like that, so.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm a grilling man myself, so that's my favorite part of the summer. And how about, TV show? Let's say if you can make a guest appearance on any TV show, what would kind of just get you so hyped up?
Oh, that's a tough one. Probably any show.
Could be a reality show, could be a sitcom, any type of show.
I mean, I'm not a huge fan of anything really recent that's going on. Probably Entourage if I had to pick anything that's going on.
Not a bit. That's like, that's the upper echelon of, doing premier guest spots. So that's not a bad choice there. And how about sports? Are you an all-around sports guy? Being from Kansas, are you a big hoops guy?
Yeah, I mean, I played basketball, baseball, and football in high school. So, and I've been playing all three sports pretty much my whole life. And I'm a pretty good KU fan as well. I always root for the Jayhawks in basketball. So,
it's a little Rock Chalk Jayhawk there from Alex Alex Carter, Western Michigan quarterback. Did you watch a lot of the NBA playoffs recently, or do you prefer to watch baseball? What do you like to watch as a spectator?
I watched the whole series. I watched every game. I just like, championships in any sport are such an experience and such a rarity. So, I watched every game in the NBA Finals, and glad the Mavs won. I think they definitely deserved it. They're a better overall team.
And as you mentioned, you're from Kansas, Shawnee, I believe. Am I pronouncing that correctly? What's Shawnee, Kansas like? I mean, I'm a New York City kid, born and bred. So tell me what Shawnee, Kansas like.
Well, it's a suburb of Kansas City, so I'm about 10 minutes away from downtown Kansas City. So I'm just pretty much just a regular old suburb kid. And I don't know. I'm not like a lot of people when I say I'm from Kansas assume I'm a farmer, but that's not really the case.
I guess that's like a stereotype, you know, us big city folk like to come up with, right? You know, unless we see a big city name,
absolutely.
We kind of assume that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I figured you'd probably assume that.
I'll confess. It did cross my mind. Now, I see you're a communications major, and being that, you know, obviously you're a big-time football player, I'm sure you have aspirations of playing the next level, but, you know, when you're done playing football and you finally hang up the cleats, do you think you want to get into sports media somehow? You want to steal my job maybe 10, 15 years down the road?
I don't know. I mean, it could be a possibility. You know, at this point, I'm going to try and work as hard as I can to make it to the next level. And then, you know, hopefully later on down the line, my communications major is going to help me out at some point.
We're talking to Alex Carter, quarterback from Western Michigan, had a big-time season last year for the Broncos. As I said, big-time passing offense in the country, 16th in the entire nation. Very impressive, and as we know, the MAC is well known for producing some big-time quarterbacks, and one of those quarterbacks that put up some big-time numbers in the MAC a couple of years ago was your former teammate, Tim Hiller, somebody that I've interviewed a couple of times. I actually got a chance to meet him in New York when he came for the Dratty Trophy a couple of years ago. What did you learn from Tim Hiller before he left the program?
I learned how to prepare from Tim. You know, I came in here and I was just kind of a fly by the seat of my pants type of guy, and I wasn't used to really the preparation that it needed to be a successful college quarterback. And Tim definitely showed me how to do that, and just by the way he did it. I mean, he clearly led by example, and that's something I really tried to take from him and to still do today. So.
Do you guys still communicate at all? Do you stay in touch?
Yeah, actually, I think last week, 2 weeks ago, he was here for a football night in Kalamazoo when we had Craig Jennings and a couple other NFL players here. And he's doing good. He's a coach in high school football. He's a head high school football coach at Gull Lake, which is pretty cool. He's still pretty young, so that's a big deal.
Yeah, nice head start to potential coaching career there, and it must be great to be able to communicate with those types of guys. Let me ask you this: in one aspect, you're pretty different than Tim. I think you're a little more athletic than he is, and he'll definitely concede to that. You're a better runner, and you do have a reputation as being kind of a fearless runner. You pretty much got that right off the bat when you played Michigan State, and you know there's a lot of people talking about should you slide more and that type of thing. So now as you enter your junior season, where do you stand on the whole sliding thing as opposed to trying to get that extra yard?
I definitely think last year, I felt like I wanted to make a statement and I wanted to, you know, but this year I kind of, you know, my teammates have talked to me and they've kind of convinced me that even when I was trying to prove something, I came off a little bit reckless. And this year, you know, I'm definitely going to get out of bounds more. You know, when it comes to if I'm going to take a hit for two more yards and get out of bounds, I'll probably get out of bounds. As far as sliding goes, I can't promise anything. I'll practice it. Maybe it'll work out. I don't know, though.
Maybe they need to get like a third base coach on the sidelines that used to be a baseball player and kind of saying, you know, go down, like when you're going into third base.
Yeah, exactly. That's probably something I need.
I hear you, though. I mean, it's got to be tough. I know when we're sitting here talking in June, intellectually, you get it. But as somebody who's not just in the media but a football fan, you know, I love to see that passion from the quarterbacks and want to kind of lay it out on the line. And I was just curious. I noticed, you had a four-game stretch last year where you had between like 11 and 15 rushes. You averaged 12.5 carries during those four games. Then after that, the final six games, it went down to like 7.5 carries a game. I was just curious, was that something by design that you guys planned for the end, you know, the second half of the season, or was that just the circumstances of those games led to that number?
I mean, it was just based on what we saw and like what we wanted to take advantage of. I mean, it's all game plan stuff as far as how many rushes I'm planning on getting. So I don't think there was any really consistency that I thought we were running the ball better in the second half of the season with our, you know, with our running backs, and I didn't really have to carry the load as much, so I didn't have any issue with that. But at the same time, I enjoy running as well. So if they ever do want to give it to me, I'm glad to take it for sure.
And how do you balance that? How do you balance the running as opposed to staying in the pocket? And, you know, as you talked about, you know, you're heading into your junior year, you're thinking more about going out of bounds. How do you balance staying in the pocket? And talk about that as part of the evolution of a young quarterback.
You gotta take what the defense gives you in any way. You know, if I'm in the pocket and that's where I need to be and that's where for our offense to work, that's where I have to be and I have to, you know, get rid of the ball and stuff, then that's the case. But if the defense, you know, collapses on one side and I can break the pocket and hurt him with my feet or, you know, possibly, you know, make a play downfield that wasn't necessarily by design. Either way, it's just the main focus is moving the ball downfield. And as long as I continue doing that and just striving to win games, then I'm happy, and I think that's the balance that I'm trying to look for.
Well, you guys definitely had an explosive offense in 2010, and we'll be looking for more in 2011. And you had two receivers last year, over 90 receptions, 1,000 receiving yards, 10 touchdowns each. What can you tell us a little bit about your man, Jordan White, and his abilities as a wide receiver?
Excellent athlete. I mean, he's been at Western as long as I have, so he was here for 2 years before me too, so he's been here for a long time. Great work ethic. You can tell that he's a guy that wants to be as good as he can, and that's on top of just raw talent to begin with. So I think he works hard, he plays hard, and I think I'm definitely pleased to have him back for another year.
Yeah, as you said, he has been there for a while. This is actually going to be his sixth season. He was granted a sixth season by the NCAA because of a couple of injuries that he had. I'm just curious, did you lobby on his behalf?
Say it again, sorry.
Did you lobby on Jordan's behalf to the NCAA and say, give this man a sixth year?
I mean, I didn't really have much say in the matter. Obviously, it worked out for it, so whatever he did to get the extra year, I'm definitely pleased.
Yeah, I'm sure you were happy when you heard that news that he will be coming back. I'm just curious, I'm going to be talking to Jordan next week. Can you give us a little nugget about him that the fans might not know, something I can maybe spring upon him, surprise him when I talk to him?
Surprise him with. Just tell him that I'll beat him in FIFA anytime, anywhere. All right, and it'll throw him off guard. You won't know how to handle that.
I'm going to tell him it's on like Donkey Kong for the FIFA there.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the other guy was Juan Nunez, who had also 90-plus receptions, over 1,000 yards. He obviously has moved on. Who makes up for that loss?
You know, we got some young kids. We got Ansel Ponder's been around. He's my age. Caleb Ravenel's an excellent, I mean, he's a JUCO kid that got here a couple of years ago and had some problems with injuries last year and was also granted another year. So this is his senior year. And looking forward to getting those guys out there and getting reps. And, you know, we got young kids like Josh Schaefer who's really coming along. And we'll see about these new freshman receivers coming in as well. Hopefully they can play at a high level. And we're looking forward to that. I actually saw Juan today. He was up at the stadium, just getting some stuff out of the locker, and he's still working out and everything, so hopefully I get a chance to throw with him at some point.
Oh, nice. Yeah, Juan's a good kid. We actually had him on, in the off season, talking about getting ready for the draft and that type of thing. We're talking to Alex Carter, quarterback of Western Michigan, high-rising quarterback in college football, threw for 30 touchdowns last season. 7.2 yards per attempt while completing over 63% of his passes. Alex, a couple more here before we let you go. Have you guys begun planning yet for Michigan for week one of 2011?
Yeah, a little bit. The film work started. It's pretty slow at this point, but we're just kind of going over it. We've gotten a chance to watch their spring game and see where they're at with their new coaching staff and just kind of took a look and start getting prepared for it.
Have you thought about playing in front of nearly, 110,000 people in the big house, as they call it?
Yeah, absolutely. That's where I actually, as a redshirt freshman, that was my first play, in college football, was at the big house on third down. So looking forward to going back there.
That's not a bad thing to look back in your career and say, right, my first college snap was in the big house. That's actually pretty cool. And let me ask you, what would a win there to open up the season? I mean, always you want to win game one. You want to get off to a good start. You want to be 1-0. That's every team across the nation. But for you guys to go into Michigan and potentially pull off that upset, what would that mean for you in the program?
I mean, that's just opening up a whole new bracket for us. I mean, if we can start off the season with a win, I mean, that's the start to an epic season. I mean, we still have the chance to go undefeated, and that's something that hasn't been an option for us in the past. So starting off with a win would be unbelievable, and we're gonna do everything we can to make sure it happens that way.
And watching that spring game, did you start feeling sorry a little bit for the defense? The guys are gonna have to chase Denard Robinson around.
I mean, he's a heck of an athlete. There's no denying it. Hopefully, we can just. Yeah, I mean, it'd be tough for me to play defense against him. I mean, I'm not really much of a defender, but I wouldn't want to do it.
Now, you were part of that scout team, right? Your first year on campus, your first year as a Bronco, you were redshirted. You were part of the scout team. How does a scout team mimic somebody like a Denard Robinson to help that defense get ready?
Well, I mean, he's a lot faster than I am, so it's tough to mimic it. I guess you just put an athlete back there and have him run around. But I mean, that's the issue with him. He can hurt you with his feet and with his arms. So he's a heck of an athlete, and for us to pull off a victory, it's gonna be hard to stop him. But I think we can pull it off.
Well, I believe it's September 3rd, so it's still a couple of months away. But I can't get here soon enough. Yeah. As much as I enjoy the summer and I enjoy the grilling and enjoy the beach like you're doing, I can't wait for college football to get going.
Yeah, you and me too. You and me both, for sure.
All right, Alex, thanks a lot for joining us and giving us some time here. Hope you can, get some more rays. Maybe you'll even find somebody with a boat and you can do a little jet skiing or something out there on the lake.
Maybe.
All right, thanks a lot for your time. Have a great summer and good luck in 2011.
All right, thanks a lot.